Episode 2917, Success Leaves Clues.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your second week to your brand new year is started off with a bang, all positive, but I know sometimes you have some ups and downs. With a new year, what comes resolutions? Yes, have you had some? Have you already put a stop to it? Well, success leaves clues. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I just want to give you a heads up if you have not heard, Create Your Now TV is live. You can head on over to pray.com and there you will find us there Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, or 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And there will be some replays of it throughout the week, but if you can be there live, it would be great. It's a lot of fun. It's very nerve-wracking, but you know what? God is moving and doing some great things, and I look forward to getting to know each of you. Welcome to our Pray.com family, and I'm just thrilled to have each of you here today. You know, how do you thrive in a world full of unhealthy temptations and fast-paced lifestyles? You do what others do successfully, right? I mean, success leaves clues. And sometimes we try to rewrite everything, but there are some things that are just obvious in life. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." In other words, success leaves clues. It's the new year, right? You've got those New Year's resolutions set, and hopefully you still got a little bit of room to say, "Yes, I got this." Yet, you know, as we set those New Year's resolutions, we're just kind of on the edge of glory going, "I think I can, I think I can." And you strive and push to get through to the end. But pushing doesn't always have to be the answer. Why does living healthy have to be so hard? If you want to live healthy lives, it's important to follow the examples of those who have done it before. You can study their habits, their routines, and the things they do on a daily basis. Well, you follow the leader. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Follow the leader. I mean, come on, it can't get any simpler than that. Now, I do know this. Genetics are involved here. So please understand that we are talking very high surface. We're not getting specific to you. I want you to think about what you're doing for your life and, more importantly, for your heart. Right now, it's the preparation of life. It's the preparation, and it starts from the heart. And when you do that, you're setting your mind up for success already. If you sit there and say, "Oh my gosh, I failed at this 200 times. Who's counting? I am. But you know, it's probably 250 times. But I'm still going to try to hit it. I'm still going to say I want to lose 25 pounds. I still say I'm going to get up every single day at 5 o'clock and I'm going to work out. I still say I'm going to drink my protein shake so I can have more protein. So as I age, I don't lose my muscle. Oh, wait. And then I'm going to get good sleep, but I'm still not getting but 4.5, 5 hours of sleep because the kids are driving me crazy. I have one project after another, and then I'm in the corporate world, and so I have a job, and my house is a mess. Have you seen my laundry piles and my dishes, and the dogs are driving me crazy?" That's called real life, and we're living that. But you don't have to be stuck in that. Remember, the life you choose, the key is you choose it. We forget that part, the free will part. So follow the leader. Look at where your genetics are, and then I want you to look at someone who's doing things, well, a little bit better. That doesn't mean that they're a stick, that they're only 100 pounds. You know, that 100-pound person that you might be thinking of has a lot of genetics in play in that, okay? I'm just telling you. I know because I have fought with weight since after having my 5 children. Pregnant or nursing for 10 years takes a toll on your body. But you know what? This body gave my baby's life. A healthy life. And I had the opportunity to raise now all 5 of them. They are all now officially adults because we just graduated our baby in December. And so this body should be proud. Now I know you may be looking in the mirror going, "Christiane, I'm not there yet." I don't like who I see. But you can get there. And you can do it by not necessarily always looking at your own reflection right now, but it's by following the leader. So one key habit is regular exercise. You know this. I don't need to tell you this, but I want to remind you from a different perspective, a heavenly one. The benefits of exercise are well documented, right? We know this, study after study after study. And it includes lowering risk of chronic diseases, improving mood, and a stronger immune system. Who doesn't need a stronger immune system? We all do. What happened back a couple years ago? But it's not just about the physical benefits. Regular exercise can also help us honor God with our bodies by keeping them in the best possible condition. Why do you think having a cheat meal is always a good thing? Well, maybe not. Think again. How often are you having that cheat meal? Is it literally only once a week, or is it like once every other day? What are you doing? I know for me, that was a big wake-up call. And saying, okay, I'm taking care of this body. God created me in the image of Him. Okay, that in itself has me stunned, like frozen. And I'm like, wait, I have to take care of myself because my reflection of who I see, I need to see God on the other side. And so if I don't like who I see, well, we've got issues, don't we? Yeah, I do. I have issues. Now, there are some things in life that we can't always fight. There are genetics. Sometimes you need some help. Yes, that's why there are medications. But again, consult your physician, right? Talk to your family. If you have weight issues in your family, talk to your mom and dad. See what's going on. If you have siblings, see where their struggles were. Maybe you can find something that works for you. It may not be medication. It may be exercising differently. It could be changing one thing in your diet, one thing. Maybe you just need to drink more water. It's amazing what we can do to actually have influence over our bodies. And because our bodies are the temple, right? They're the host of the Holy Spirit, right? It's where we have to say, okay, we've got to treat ourselves well. And we need to do this by taking care of it. And we do that with intentional movement. That's fitness. That's exercise. Whatever you want to label it that makes you not want to run the other direction. I like intentional movement. And that intentional movement means it's not just how you walk every day. It's doing something more than. So if you want to go for a walk, you go 10 minutes outside your door and come back 10 minutes. That's 20 minutes. You don't even know it happened. You just set your timer. You walk for 20 minutes or 10 minutes out your door. When that 10-minute timer goes off, you just turn around. There you go. Bada boom, bada bang. You got 20 minutes done. And you're going to feel better. Your heart's going to feel better. Now, the second key habit is nutrition. We are called to nourish our bodies from the inside out, right? With healthy, nutritious foods. And we've got to be cautious in overindulging in things that are harmful to us. We want to avoid that. We want to eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains and lean proteins, essential for maintaining good health and preventing chronic diseases. You do this by a very simple equation. If God made it, I can eat it. You don't want to survive on sugar. Unfortunately, a lot of us are. Not just parents, but children too. And there are times, yes, I get it. You're in a hurry, and so you're going to kind of fix those fast food, frozen things at home, or you run through the drive-thru. That's fine once in a while, but if you are making a habit of it, literally every other day, then I would start there. I really want you to take a hard look at who you are. Because you cannot be who God created you to be. And remember, you're created in His image if you're not taking care of yourself. If you want to live a joy-filled, vibrant life, you've got to take care of yourself. And thirdly, you've got to get enough rest and you got to manage your stress. God has commanded us to rest both physically and spiritually. And it's important to make sure that we are getting enough sleep each night and taking steps to manage our stress in our lives. The last couple nights, I've actually gone to bed early. Why? Well, because I'm fighting a cold. I don't know if you can hear it when I'm talking to you. I feel like I'm kind of talking in a tunnel when I speak. but it first came on with this sore throat. It's just a virus. And I'm getting better, but it's annoying. But I know for me, I will push and push and push. And I'll get those 3-4 hours of sleep and be like, oh, I'm fine. And I just make it through barely. And then my body takes 2 or 3 weeks to heal. And I'm like, I don't got time for that. Remember, we got a TV show now. We got a lot going on here. We're opening up our community. Go to createyournow.mn.co. Go there. It's our brand new community. No, we're not on Facebook. I mean, we are there, but we aren't there, okay? We've been there before, but there's been some issues, and privacy is my utmost concern for you and for me. I'm very protective of our family, as in you are my family. And so go to createyournow.mn.co. And there you can sign up and request to join. I will approve it. Hey, it's brand new, hot off the press. I would love to see you there. And by the way, it's free. It's free. So we've got a lot happening. Well, I don't have time to be sick. So the last couple of nights, I've gone to bed early. And guess what? My episodes were not done. As you know, every day I'm recording an episode, right? It is new and fresh. I show up for you every single day. Why? Because God wants us that way. We want to do and live life God's way. And we've got to figure out how to do it God's way every day. Not just on Wednesdays or on Sundays or when we think it's a holiday that we need to go and, you know, be blessed. No, no, no. It's not about that. It's about walking with Him in our everyday. And so that's what I do here with you. And now we're expanding with a TV show. It's awesome. Our episode just went live yesterday. I'm excited about it. Also nervous. But that means I got to take care of me too. And so I made a choice to go to bed early and not have my episode recorded. I did record it. I got up in the morning. I was refreshed. I sat down and I wrote and I recorded and I sent it off. It was a couple hours late. But I think you would forgive me because I'm taking care of me. Right? We've got to get enough rest and we've got to be able to manage our stress. And you know, if you don't get rest, you're crabby. And nobody is good around somebody who's crabby. No one. I don't care how awesome you are. If you are crabby, no one wants to be around you. So take care of you. Ultimately, living a healthy life is not just about our physical well-being, right? It's about knowing whose we are and then glorifying God with our bodies by being good stewards of our gifts that He's given us. You, my friend, get to choose how you treat your body. You can follow the ways of the world and eat crap food and indulge in sugar beyond the capacity that your body can detox it. However, if you choose to follow the leader, you'll find that success leaves clues. And that's when you can learn new habits and routines, or you can retrain your mind to do what's best for your life, right? Specific to you when you create your now. The Bible, it's full of wisdom and guidance on how to live a healthy life. You and I are called to honor God with our bodies by taking care of ourselves, right? You got to take care of yourself. You've got to love yourself because God loved you first. So when it comes to healthy living, remember the wise words, Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become wise. Because as you know, success leaves clues. My prayer for you, may your nutrition and intentional movement honor who God created you to become. Let rest prepare you for the long days and short nights. Take care of yourself so you can love others deeper, just as God loves you. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.